Dipros Mucena, Amnesty International's director for East and Southern Africa, says the UN Security Council should continue the arms embargo on South Sudan, which was renewed a year ago.
Guns are used to facilitate this conflict-related sexual violence. So our observation and our demand is that the UN Security Council must renew the arms embargo on the territory of South Sudan in order to restrict the number of guns and ammunition that continue to enter the country.
Mucena says an Amnesty International team visited South Sudan in February and March to investigate conflict-related sexual violence allegedly committed by government forces in the National Salvation Front in Central Equatorial State. He says despite hundreds of documented cases over the past decade, such crimes are rarely prosecuted. Since January 2020, Mucena says, only a handful of sexual assaults committed by state security officials have been brought to trial.
Conflict-related sexual violence is still largely left unaddressed. Perpetrators are unpunished and survivors are without redress.
Mucena says an action plan to address conflict-related sexual violence that the government adopted last year has yet to be fully implemented.
The action plan for the armed forces on addressing conflict-related sexual violence adopted in January 2021 is being insufficiently implemented, and therefore it offers no hope of the prospects for complete resolution of this problem that we have continued to raise. Accountability and protection of survivors, of witnesses and judicial actors, which are two of the six pillars of the plan, of this comprehensive plan by the armed forces to address conflict-related violence, are still far from being implemented.
South Sudan's permanent representative to the Security Council, Akwey Bonamalual, declined to comment on the amnesty report. He said he will reserve comment until the council decides on the embargo at the end of the month. South Sudanese officials, including President Salva Kiir, have said the arms embargo hurts the implementation of the 2018 peace agreement. Officials argue the embargo must be lifted so that the government can arm and deploy joint forces to protect civilians as stipulated in the 2018 peace agreement. But Mucena says the embargo must not be lifted until certain conditions are met.
Before the lifting of the arms embargo, what you want to see is that impunity is addressed, because at this present moment, a handful of sexual violence cases committed by state security actors against civilians have been tried in military courts and civilian courts, but these do not match the high number of incidents. Military courts lack jurisdiction over crimes against civilians committed by the army, and the lack of independence in part because the president has veto power over the verdicts of the sentences passed by military courts.
Mucena says South Sudan's government must prioritize the protection of civilians, witnesses, judicial officials, and civil society activists working on exposing and preventing conflict-related sexual violence. He says South Sudan lacks the legal framework to sufficiently address war crimes and international law crimes, and only defines rape in an inadequate way. Amnesty International says South Sudan's government and the African Union must implement provisions in the peace agreement requiring the establishing of a hybrid court to deal with conflict-related sexual violence and other wartime crimes. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.